Franska podden presenteras av Frankrikes ambassad i Sverige.
He's experienced war, homelessness and depravity, but in France, Alain Jean managed to turn all of that around. Listen to a remarkable story and strong testimony from someone that went from having no money for food to serving high-end cuisine dishes and a Michelin star in his own Paris restaurants. In this episode from the podcast from the French Embassy in Sweden, we're in the kitchen at the French residence in Stockholm among knives and groceries, pots and pans, where Alain and Sébastien Denis prepares a French-Lebanese fusion dinner for the international gastronomy event Good France. Enjoy. What's your story? What brought you to the kitchen?
Oh my God, it's a long story. We can make a book or many movie about it. So I born in Liberia in 75. And my family is living there 30 years. And because the civil war, they left everything. They lost everything, all the house, her job, business. And we left in Lebanon, and always in Lebanon, 20 years of civil war. So I had, when I was a kid, I had life very, very hard. So I always have memories when I was like 7 years old. I wake up in the morning for the noise. So one time it was bombarding with the civil war. One time my mother, she cooked. So my mother, she loved to cook. She woke up very early every day to cook. So we hear the noise. She start to cook in 5-6 o'clock. So when you wake up, you always smell the spice, the plate, the food. And I always come and take her her eggs, and I tell her, oh, what you doing, what is this, and tasting, take the spoon, even in my hand. Always like curiosity, like I want to know what's inside it. And actually the French food, I saw it in a TV. So I always look, we used to eat and sharing the plate, we eat with the spoon, with the pita, with our hand. And the French food, more detail in the plate, like more painting, more tableaus as you look. The filet is here, the vegetable is here, the fruit is here, very beautiful. So the eyes is it, you know, when I look at this food, I said, oh my God, it's not the same thing while we eat it. So one day I will go in Paris and learn how to cook French food. So it was like idea when I was a kid. And after we grow up in Lebanon and keep eating, my mother, she showed me how to make food with emotion, with the passion. And I grew up, and after I make my, I went in 14 years old, I went in Des Moines, in United States. So I still like 1 year and a half, I didn't feel good. So the problem was, I left my my friend in Lebanon, my cousin, and so I say like 1 year and a half after I come back in Lebanon. So Lebanon, no work, no future, no nothing. I want to make my army service military. It was obligatoire. After, and I come in Paris in 99, 24 years old. Like I didn't know anybody. I don't speak French. I speak English very good, and the Lebanese, l'arabe. And just my bag, I have like 30 euros in my pocket, and I camped in Champs-Élysées. After I went in Tour Eiffel, Champ de Mars, and I slept there 3-4 nights. And every day.
So you didn't have a home?
No home. And I play basketball, playing with the kids there and speaking English with them. And one day, the fourth day, one guy, he present for me his uncle. He has big chantier to painting a house, and he asked me, do you know how to paint? He said, yes, of course, I want to just work. And so I sleep in the chantier at the beginning and keep working in the chantier, learn how to make carrelage, make painting. And I find after 3 months another job in the night in the restaurant to wash the dishes. And yeah, just work in the morning painting, the night wash the dishes. I was happy because the first time I put my feet in the kitchen. So wash the dishes, but you look how the cooker working beside it, you eat a very hot meal. So start every day, I wash the dishes and help them. Just look what they want, I'm here. And one day, I just come in the night at 6 o'clock to wash the dishes and cleaning the restaurant. I saw the boss. He was very stressing, very nervous. He said, what's wrong? What's happened? He said, the chef, he cut his hand. He left in the hospital. We don't have any cooker here to cook, and he was in panic. He said, "No, don't worry. I just go away and take everything in by my hand, and I cook this night." Mm. So I didn't ask anybody to tell me you can help us. Mm. I just said, "This my chance is right now. I want to make a very good dinner." This chance has come on one time or two times in life, so you have to profit this chance. And I just cook. I make like 14 customer.
Mm-hmm. What did you cook?
I don't remember. I make big mess in the kitchen. Was a big mess, but I cook for them, and everybody was happy. Said, very good, very nice, very delicious. And the boss, he tell me, "You know how to cook?" Said, "No, I want to learn. This is my dream, just to be a chef one day." Said, "You didn't tell me about it." Said, "I'm looking for the job. I don't have money. I sleep outside, so I want just to work. So for this reason, I accept to work in the painting and wash the dishes to get my objective in my life." So I'll start from here. So he gave me my chance. He helped me to get my papers because I stay like 12 months without papers in Paris. And I left the painting and start to work, wash the dishes and help the chef. And I grew up working very hard, come very early in the morning, going late, take the book, learn, look. You try the first time, you miss it. After you try a second time, you miss it. The third time will be okay. Fourth time, wonderful. I start my life from here, from zero. And
now you have three restaurants.
Yeah. I work very hard everywhere. And I never ask for money. I always asking, I want to learn. I keep learning till today. Mm. I learn everything from Chef Sebastian. He showed me many things this morning. Mm. This was nice in this job. You know, this is a passion, not work. Not, it's like my life, the kitchen. Mm. So I get my first restaurant in 2007. Mm. It's called Auberge Nicolas Flamel, the oldest house in Paris. Mm. And there also I keep learning and make the food more higher, the level going up. And I keep working. I open bistro in Paris. And last year I opened one restaurant. It's called Alain Géant. This is the first time after 20 years I trust myself to say, okay, this restaurant called my name. Because before I don't trust myself, I'm a little bit scared because I didn't go in school to learn. Mm. Even that big chef, he learned me how to cook. Mm. I never work in the palace or like Star Michelin, whatever. So you feel like not on trust. Mm. You feel like you are weak, like that. So last year I opened this restaurant. It's finished now. 20 years working very hard. Mm. This is my restaurant. What food I want to cook? Because before I always cook like French food because I love this French food. Mm. The reason I'm in France for the food. Mm. And I put like international flavor, Japanese flavor, Italian flavor. Mm. I don't take risk. Mm. So everybody use miso. I put miso, soja. Mm-hmm. And when I open restaurant Alain Géant, I ask myself, what I'm going to cook inside it? I'm always going to still hiding behind the Italian produce or Japanese produce or Spanish produce. Mm. So I said, no, I'm going to put Lebanese. Mm-hmm. Why? Because for my mother, she showed me how love people before I cook for them. Mm. She gave me this food when I was a kid, this flavor. So I start to fusion the French food with Lebanese food. Mm. Start from here, I put two flavor and all the day, come see my customer, said, how you feel it, you like it. And the customer said, wonderful, very nice. Mm. We love it. We don't know this spice, we don't know this flavor. And I start to fusion the both kitchen together. Mm. And one day, of course, when inspector the Michelin, he come, we don't know them, they like all the customer. Mm. And one guy, when he paid, he want to leave, he asked me, you don't have 2 minutes to talk together. I said, of course, there's something wrong, sir. He said, no, I'm Inspector Michelin. And he's very surprised about the food. Nobody before you, he make like this fusion French with Lebanese. Mm-hmm. Because we saw French food with Japanese, Italian. Lebanese always still close it, and herself always Lebanese, never change it. So you make both together, and I tell all my story. I said, he tell me, you went to which school, where you learn? Mm. Said, I didn't go to school. Mm. And I started like wash the dishes, and I tell him 20 years working. Mm. He was very surprised, and he left. Mm. No news. It was in May when he came. Mm. No news till the 3rd of February. Mm. I had call in 6:25 minutes in the night and the evening. I was in my kitchen and I had my call. He tell me, I'm the director of Michelin and you will come the 5th of February. That's all.
Wow.
So I was very surprised. I have my... I don't know. He called me to come. And now you see everything. Everything stopped. This moment stopping, and you said, "Oh my God! I never believed that." Like, okay, you get the first your restaurant, second restaurant. You had your success in Paris, but now, in Michelin guide like them, they tell you, "Oh my God, we're gonna give you 1-star Michelin." Yeah. Something like wonderful. It's like a dream.
Yeah.
And actually, this is why we always talking about it. It's my dream. We always talking about the American dream. Till now, I'm talking about my French dream and. I realize my French dream, and I'm very happy, and I'm very lucky also in always talking about French. Because French, everybody know it, like we're talking about Tour Eiffel, Chocolat Chaud, Champagne. But yeah, many, many thousand more things very beautiful in French. It's, you know, the country, they open the arms for me, and they let me grow up, let me be the man I am now, the chef. And I get all my life, I'm very happy. And,
you love cooking. What is gastronomy to you, and why do you think it's so important for people to eat together and share meals together?
Actually, I grew up in the house. We share together every plate. We like we have every day one plate. Everybody eat the same time in the lunch, the dinner. We share together. I don't know before nobody ask you if you like it or not. Just my mother, she went in the marché and get his vegetable, chicken, or eggs. She cook it. We don't know something like ready or sandwich. We don't know about it. We know it really just cook and eat. So sharing, cooking, and eat. And always we respect the season of the vegetable and the fruit. So when we go in the marché, so when maraîcher, he brings something to sell it. So they come from, this way, now we call it bio. Before, we don't know bio or not bio. Everything comes from the
garden
that's all. And so sharing and passion, you know, take a little bit time to cook. Because now we the time go fast. Everybody doesn't want to waste time. We're going to spend 2 hours in terrace to have a drink. But never spend 2 hours to cook one plate for us. We're going to take one sandwich fast and go in the terrace to see our friend. So this way I'm going to advise the people, just take a little bit time to cook for you, for your health also, you'll be very good, and respect the season also, always, is very in the products for the local, very important. And just cook with passion, this is the most important thing, just to love to cooking.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much, Alan.
You're welcome. I'm very happy and proud to be here in the French embassy today. I'm very excited for the dinner, so... So it will be a fantastic dinner tonight.
We're sure of it. Thank you.
Merci.
Franska podden presenteras av Frankrikes ambassad i Sverige.